In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined in studio by Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and host of the podcast Driving Life. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Hi.
You want to tell me about intelligent speed bumps?
Intelligent speed bumps. This is an idea. It's a Swedish idea, but it's actually being trialled in Perth in Australia. And they're now doing it in Malmo in Sweden as well. And it's a speed bump, but not as we know it. It's actually flat, flush with the road. And if you drive through at the speed limit, nothing happens. You smoothly drive over it. If you exceed the speed limit, there's actually a metal plate, a rectangular metal plate, that will drop down a couple of inches.
Creating a pothole, effectively.
Creating an artificial pothole, if you like. And you'll then be impeded by that as you drive through. So on the face of it, it seems like a good idea, a very expensive and over-engineered idea. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, it seems like a good idea. To my mind, it comes with one proper advantage that's worth exploring, which is that it doesn't impede the emergency services, or at least it needn't. You can give an ambulance an override, for example, so it won't activate. And that's potentially very useful.
So the idea is that there is a speed detector as you approach the bump. So that's another bit of technology that's got to be there and working properly.
Indeed.
So you're going at 35 kilometres an hour in this new 30 kilometre limit they're going to have in Dublin City. And if you're going at 35, a hole appears in the road, effectively, right across the road. It's like a long rectangular plate that dips.
Yeah, exactly. So a speed bump in reverse, if you like, and designed to catch vehicles. So presumably you can program it or you can limit the size of it. It needn't impede bicycles, etc. But essentially, that's what it is. Now, a fairly expensive way to solve the problem if you're sure that a problem is what you have. And it might be useful in some cases. Now, in Ireland, I think we have the reverse problem. We don't have smart speed bumps. In fact, we seem to go out of our way to create stupid ones. In many locations, dotted around different local authority areas, particularly in Dublin. Yeah.
Now, there's a stretch of road I'm familiar with when heading to the airport, for example. You turn across the Merrion Gates and you go along Strand Road in Sandymount. And I think that there may be up to 20, between little roundabouts and speed bumps, there may be 20 obstacles before you even turn off for the toll bridge. And I wonder, why is that necessary?
Yeah, and it often just isn't. I mean, they're over-engineered solutions to a problem that genuinely didn't exist in the first place. South Dublin County Council area seemed to, they seem to have lost the run of themselves, putting in bumps and taking them out again and putting them in and taking them out again. You go into a domestic little estate where no road safety problem ever existed, and you see, a brand new solution that must have cost hundreds of thousands to put in, and you're scratching your head thinking, what on earth are they doing? And in the meantime, when you do have an emergency services vehicle trying to access an estate, it can be a literal nightmare. So we do too many of them, and we often do them poorly. But I think if you're going to do them at all, smart ones like this that don't deploy to block ambulances, etc., conceivably there's a usage case. Mm-hmm. But I would be careful putting any of them in. I'd be clear about what problem you're trying to solve.
The Green Lobby will say, if you're driving at the speed limit as designated, you're driving at a nice steady speed, you will limit your CO2 emissions. What do you say to that argument?
Well, the CO2 justification specifically is nonsense. I mean, it just isn't there. In theory, they're saying, they're trying to build a usage case for the ones in Perth and Malmo. And they're sort of saying that, well, if you've got a car that brakes and then accelerates again, or if you compel a car to just behave properly, there'll be a fuel saving. It's a very marginal case to make. If you're looking at it as part of the business case, you just throw it out right away. It doesn't apply at all to electric vehicles, for example. And I think the Green Lobby, so to speak, in their passion to dislike cars are just reaching for just, I would just set that aside completely. Forget CO2. This has got nothing to do with that. But it's got a bit to do with road safety and a proper urban environment.
Luke from Clontarf says, is there a standard for speed bumps in Clontarf? All the speed bumps are at different heights.
Yeah, no, there isn't. And in fact, and this isn't necessarily a bad thing, they can be done in different ways. And a lot of local authorities have been experimenting with them. I recall a set of speed bumps on Stillorgan Park Road, I think in South Dublin, that were actually very good. They were very smoothly cambered, so that if you were driving at the correct speed, you had a nice smooth journey.
You're jamming your favourite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
But the moment you exceeded that, you started to get
and
a jolt.
And that is a design element.
And that's a design element, and I thought that was a good piece of design. There are others that we've come across that are so ridiculously aggressive. And this is terribly parochial because it's my own housing estate in Knocklyon, but they put in a speed bump to solve a problem that never existed in the first place. It was so aggressive, they literally had to come back the following week to calm it down. Mm. And they wound up putting in chicanes and curbs that were never wanted or needed. So sometimes when you reach for an engineering solution, just because you're a local authority that has the money and you're under pressure to spend that money on inverted commas, non-road or sustainable mechanisms. So there's an incentive to spend cash, but often it just truly isn't needed. And a better engineering solution is not to do it at all.
Alan has been on. He says, those speed bumps sound like a great idea. That should take out quite a few e-scooter drivers.
Well, as I say, you can design them so that they don't impede a motorbike or a bike or an e-scooter. You can, you know, we've seen speed bumps that do that as well. You can construct them in such a way that it's only cars and trucks that are being affected by them.
You know those speed bumps which don't go right across
exactly.
The road? It's kind of a square.
Yeah, you'll have
The motors aiming so that neither tyre actually has to go over the speed bump. They kind of straddle the speed bump, therefore eliminating any possibility of the speed bump being useful.
Yeah, well, it can still be useful, Pat. You can channel car into the correct lane. You can have a circumstance where if there is no oncoming traffic, the car can drive by smoothly. If there is, they must use this. So there are various ways. You know, often those aren't silly mistakes. They're engineering choices.
And no consistency with speed ramps in the Fingal area. Some would damage your car. Others don't even slow a vehicle down. So if you know your bumps and where they're located and what style they are, you can tailor your driving accordingly, and you may not even ever have to slow down. Now, you want to talk about AI and insurance. Explain.
Well, this is it. I attended a conference yesterday, Insurance Ireland Fraud Conference. Very, very interesting. All the sort of technical wonky people behind the scenes who look at these patterns and try and detect them and prevent them. Fascinating day. One of the things that's happening is there's an escalating arms race, an AI arms race between fraudsters and the people trying to stop them. So we were looking at, incredibly photorealistic fake videos and photos of, you know, do you remember dash cam footage used to be a great way to protect yourself? You can no longer believe what you're looking at. But even at a lower level, and often it's at lower level fraud that this occurs, you see a photo of flood damage in a house, for example. 100% convincing, but a doctored and artificial photo. So how do you go about detecting that?
Yeah.
And there are, again, increasingly clever AI solutions to that that can detect manipulation and also can look for patterns in the claims. So if you can look across a large data set and connect different elements, then suddenly you can zone in on where those poor claims are coming from. So as I say, it's quite the wonky arms race, and it's fascinating to look at. Now, I attended the same conference 12 months ago, and it's astonishing the pace of the change. This was speculation 12 months ago, and it's literally happening in Ireland now.
Now, the question of the provenance of a fake video, for example, it comes into the insurance company claiming that the garden was flooded or whatever from the local ditch, and they want, you know, 20 grand to replace the carpets and the sofa and so on. Can AI kind of get to the address of that and the provenance of that in some way to show it's fake?
Yeah, and there's stuff called metadata as well, which will show when the original photograph was taken. And but for all of those measures, there's an AI countermeasure that will be designed to fake it. So often there's technological solutions. I listened to a fascinating presentation on an automated voice filter. So if you're making a claim of any sort, you'll do an automated phone questionnaire, and the AI will look at your answers to that, and, you know, won't claim to be 100%, but can certainly zone in on those claims that it flags as suspicious, and that then is hugely helpful if you're deploying resources
now
to try and get after them.
What are the latest words on uninsured drivers? I mean, is technology helping to combat that?
Well, we've made a decent stride forward there, because we now have the Garda database in their cars, so they can see by reg number if a car is insured or not. That's helping. It looks to be getting a little better. Certainly, Garda detections are way up in the last year or so, but we're still way behind the rest of Europe. We're still running at an uninsured driving rate that's about triple the UK's. So we've got a long way to go.
Long way to go.
And this may not be the only solution. We may have to do other things.
Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and host of the Driving Life podcast. Conor, thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.